From leisure to rigor. Crystal Joy Campbell here. I'm so glad you could join me in Classical Matters. The other day, I was having a conversation with a friend of mine about how we are coming to the close of summer, how our leisurely schedules were filled with camping and going to the river, attending fairs and festivals, visiting family and friends, tending to our gardens. We weren't any less busy than we are through the other parts of the year, but it was just filled with more leisurely activities. And our conversation quickly shifted to education and how during the summertime in our leisurely schedule, we were still educating. We were still educating by curling up by the fire with a good book, or listening to a podcast or a talk while laying in the hammock, or walking alongside our children as they explored the river, encouraging them to notice the things around them, teaching them to prepare vegetables or fruit to can, teaching them to build a fire or how to put up a tent. The education never really ceased during the summer. It was just applied in a different type of schedule. Upon reflecting on this, I realized that as I started to contemplate and consider what it's like to move from a leisurely schedule to a more rigorous schedule, I noticed an interesting thing about myself. I noticed that it was like there was a flip of the switch in my educator's brain and in my educator's heart when I started to think about cracking open that teacher's manual, whether it be a math book or a grammar book. The anxiety increased. My demeanor changed and my disposition was altered. My attitude toward the work of teaching was not the same as it was during those leisurely summer teaching moments. It saddens me to say that my heart steeled a bit against the task ahead of me. I assume some of you can relate to this. This is not how we want our classical educator's heart to be. Our attitude towards the work of teaching should remain the same as it does during those leisurely summer teaching moments. As classical educators, we should work hard to foster and protect an atmosphere that will bring about the flourishing of the human soul. But how do we ensure that this transition from a leisurely schedule to a more rigorous schedule is smooth, that we are able to maintain that true heart of a classical educator? Well, it is sure encouraging to know and understand that we have already done it, that we know how to do it, that when we remove the anxiety and the pressure, then we can embody the attitude and disposition that will bring about a good atmosphere in which our students can flourish. But what are some other things that we can do? Well, we definitely need to do what is necessary to fulfill our own responsibilities as the educator. And we need to ask ourselves, how will I inspire my students to fulfill their duty of laboring in the bringing forth of learning? I need to really love journeying with them. I need to love seeing the student bring forth the learning. And I need to be attentive to the creeping in of anxiety and the slow seizure of the things that are not my responsibility. So as we go forth in this transition from a more leisurely schedule to a more rigorous schedule, let us be aware of when that flip of the switch happens. And let us go with confidence in knowing that we already possess the attitude and disposition that are needed to bring about an atmosphere in which our students can flourish. If you liked this podcast, subscribe so you don't miss an episode and get the word out there by sharing with a friend and leaving a rating or review. If you would like to leave me a comment, follow me on Facebook and check out my website at www.crystaljoycampbell.com. The links are in the show notes.